everybody, and welcome to a new edition of the Idaho State Journal Sports Podcast. As always, I'm Andrew Houghton, sports editor at the Idaho State Journal. Special guest on this week is John Match, former sports information assistant at Idaho State University. I've been working with John since I moved here, of course. He's, worked for 2.5 years in that sports information department at ISU. I've been meaning to get him on for a long time. And with him moving on from Idaho State, I thought this was the perfect time to do it. So we'll take a short break here, and we'll be right on with John. All right, now we're on with John Match, former assistant SID at Idaho State University. John, you were working there through the spring, and then things got kind of complicated. And
yeah, well, I was a sports information assistant. I was a student worker, but I've been the assistant in the sports info office for about 2.5 years.
So we worked closely with John, of course, at the newspaper. Great guy, covering cross country and track with you, and just helping out with football, always around, a big help for us. We just want to check in with him before he heads out of Pocatello.
Yeah, I'm heading back home to Dallas. It's where all my family's from. It's where I'm from, and I'm gonna hang out there until the athletics world stabilizes.
Well, good luck with that. Of course, I mean, John, I just wanted to ask you about working in the sports information department at ISU. What was it like? I mean, 2.5 years you were there, you were going to school at the same time, so you were busy. But what was it like?
Yeah, well, I was extremely blessed. I, as a student at ISU, I got to experience the world of athletics in a very different way than a lot of people do. For the last 3 years, I was able to work behind the scenes in most everything that we did. And at the same time, I was able to go to classes with these student athletes and get to know them as people. So I got to see them both as athletes and students, and it was amazing.
Sure. So you talking about working behind the scenes. I mean, just what was that like day to day? I mean, you don't have to share anything, but it was, you got to see a lot of things that a lot of people don't get to see.
I did. I was privy to a lot of information. And honestly, it was interesting because I would learn things, or we would deal with situations or problems, and then later in the afternoon I'd go to class with members of the same team or things like that, right? But honestly, it made me respect our student athletes even more because I was able to see the challenges that they go through, and then also get to see them still achieve what they need to in class.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't worked in another athletic department, but what was it like at ISU? I mean, this was a time, a big transition for ISU, of course, with Pauline Theros coming in as athletic director, a bunch of new coaches, I mean, all of whom you were working with. What was it like during a period like that?
I think that we have an amazingly strong team culture in the athletic department at ISU. A lot of people, the fans out there, don't get to see the behind the scenes. They see the teams, they show up to the basketball game, they're there for 2 hours, and they go home. But even though we had a challenge with, a lot of turnover and building up this new program, the personal relationships that all of us have in the department are just amazing. Pauline, from the get-go, has been on our side every step of the way. She's been extremely supportive. She came in, she hit the ground running, and that was amazing because we were in this situation that was limbo. Jeff Keeney left, and we had a couple months where we didn't really know what was going on. And so Pauline came in, her help was really good. Joel Morish came in and helped, the new basketball coaches, all the turnover that we've had has just been amazing. I think going back to that point where, a lot of people don't see necessarily, what we actually have to do behind the scenes. But one thing that I want everyone to know, especially, is that, as a student, I was able to be a part of it and also kind of be outside of it, right? As a student, I'm not exactly in it, but I'm in it. And support that we all have for one another is just, it's just so high. There's so many things that happen in athletics on a day-to-day basis that, you know, you have a ton of change every single day. You have problems that arise. Honestly, the culture there is now, especially now, set up to a point where we're able to confront anything we need to.
Let's go back to the beginning here. I mean, why Idaho State for you? I mean, how'd you end up here? Because, like you said, you're from Dallas. You're not from here.
Yeah, I'm a very much a non-traditional student. After high school, I did a little bit of college, and I didn't do well. So I started working in golf. I love golf, and I was going to get my PGA card and teach. That's what I wanted to do. And one day my wife and I sat down, and we decided, you know, what should we really do? Should I get my PGA card, or should we, you know, finish my degree first? And we eventually decided, you know what, let's try school one more time. And so I had a couple options. I could have gone to UTD, University of Texas at Dallas. I had the University of North Texas as well. I was accepted to both of those. And then I also had a friend who lived out here in Idaho, and I have some family out here. And they said, hey, before you decide, take a look at Idaho State. And so I did, and the tuition is great. It's very affordable school. That was one of my main draws. And then when I got here, even for my first semester, the quality of education that I received blew me away. You know, I thought I was going to come out here and it was going to be just a normal state school. But from the beginning, every single professor I've had has treated it like their small class size is the only thing that matters. And it's just been great. And that kept me here. And eventually, I went from basically being a college flunky in my early 20s to now I have a master's degree. So.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's something, you know, when I was working in the Big Sky before this, what a lot of people don't realize, like, ISU is, like, one of the best academic schools in the Big Sky Conference, like, easily. And, you know, it blew my mind when I heard it, kind of, just because I heard Idaho State.
Oh, yeah, and it's something where, coming from Dallas, I would have never thought that, right? Because
right.
You think Idaho, and unfortunately, the stereotype is, like, oh, it's Potato State, right?
Right, or you've heard of, like, Boise, at least, that nobody's heard of Pocatello.
Exactly. But then I got out here, started taking classes, and realized, holy cow, these teachers, these professors are challenging, and they know their stuff, and they know what they're doing, but at the same time, they're insanely helpful. And so they gave me all the tools I needed to succeed, while at the same time not just letting me float through the classes.
Yeah, we're talking here on the ISJ Sports Podcast with John Match, former sports information assistant at Idaho State University. John, I want to go back to something you said earlier. I've always wanted to talk to you about this, the golf thing, because you were really into it. And I mean, full disclosure, we're recording this in the pro shop at Highland Golf Course. We got through about 11 holes this morning before the rain hit.
Yeah,
and
it's raining pretty hard. This.
You know, I'm watching you out there. You're swinging again. You were close to getting your card.
I was, yeah. When I was younger, I was scratch.
Yeah,
I played off of a plus 1.5 or so in there. I never wanted to play tournament golf.
So you didn't do it in high school?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't play for the team.
Right.
I've played golf since I was about 10 years old.
Right.
But in high school, I played rugby. And
oh,
so I had
to
choose between two sports, and I chose rugby over golf. But I wanted to teach. I like teaching. I like doing that. And so going and getting my Class A, my PGA card, and being able to teach was one of my goals.
What was it like? You know, what did you have to do to stay at that level when you were at that level?
Well, I mean, one thing that helped was, you know, in my early 20s, I worked at a golf course.
Sure.
And so I was able to practice every single day. And when I was playing, in a plus handicap, I probably practiced 4 to 5 hours a day, 6 days a week. And then I would play probably 7 to 8 rounds a week.
Wow.
In there, yeah.
Wow. And you just decided to go away from that at the end?
I did, yeah. It was a hard choice, too. It wasn't an easy choice. But some things happened in my wife and I and my life, and we decided that, you know, I can always come back to golf. Let's go get my degree first.
And you kept up with it. I mean, are golfing a lot now.
Yeah, I'm not as good as I used to be, though.
Right, but and do you still keep up with, like, the PGA Tour and stuff? Were you always big into that? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watch every tour event every week. It's a hobby still. I can watch golf and not get bored, which is interesting.
For sure.
I was really disappointed that, you know, we didn't have spring golf this year because our ISU women's golf team is getting better and better every year. Dallin Atkins is doing a great job with those ladies.
Yeah, I mean, what's the golf scene around here like? Because I'm just getting into it now. I mean, there's a lot of courses around here, but you play a lot.
People like golf in Idaho.
Yeah.
There are some issues. You know, it's a limited season, right? Because there's snow on the ground for 4 months out of the year.
You can't play for 5 months. Yeah.
Right. But people around here love it. You know, Pocatello also is really good for golf in the summer. You know, even the city courses out here, for what they are good. The grass is good out here, and it's nice in the summer. It's pleasant in the summer.
Yeah, let's get back to ISU. I mean, you were there for 2.5 years. You're working in Holtz Arena every day. What were the coolest things that you saw? What are the moments that you're going to remember? I mean, games that you're going to remember? Yeah.
I think, and I'm a little biased because track and field is my sport, right?
Yeah.
But I think this last indoor conference championship that we hosted is going to stick with me for a long time. We had so many outstanding student athletes compete in this last championship. It was amazing. You know, obviously Trayshawn Malone is who people think of, but everyone on the women's side, Molly Olson was just an absolute tank on the distance side. She did so well. Bree and Ashley Van Vliet, it was so fun watching them in the multi-events. And then they would clean up on the multi-events, and then the next day they were right back at it in the high jump and the long jump and things like that, right? I think just what's going to stick with me is watching, is just the, you know, it's hard. Like, you have these memories of the actual events getting run and things like that, right? But what really sticks is the emotion on our student athletes' faces and their body language after they're done competing. And I'm going to remember the elation more than anything.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to say that when I asked you that question. I would have put money on that probably. I was there, of course, every day of that meet. It was wild. I mean, I think, like you said, the emotion that was involved in it and just sort of the feeling as this meet went on and they were still getting points and staying at the top of the standings was like watching them realize that they could possibly do something because the Idaho State track program has been not great.
But I think, you know, as an example of that, the women,
yeah,
when they jumped into third place after that relay race,
right,
just knowing going into the race, okay, we're in fourth, and then they were able to go from one of the lowest seeded teams in the relay to podium finishing.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. You know, one of the things about sports information that, you know, sports info is a weird weird profession, right?
Sure.
No one knows what we do. Half of the time we don't really have one hat. We're wearing multiple hats all the time. One of the, I would say, regrets almost, right, is that every one of my track athletes deserves their own story on the website. Every single one of them deserves their own social media post, and every one of them deserves their own ISJ article and Channel 8 Sportsline interview, right? And what I remember as well from, you know, when I was working is just, when I do get the opportunity to put out articles or to put out posts on Instagram or Twitter and seeing the amazing positive feedback that the people here in Pocatello and the ISU fans give back, that's what sticks with me. And I feel happy not because I wrote something that got a lot of praise, but because I know that my student athlete is getting the attention and, I don't know, admiration that they deserve, I think is how I'd put it.
Sure, yeah. I mean, sports info, like you put it, is a weird job, but I'm sure really fulfilling. And, yeah, I mean, I think the thing with the track athletes, I wish we had more time to do more stories on track athletes because I love talking to them. And I think that in a very individualized sport, they oftentimes have a really interesting perspective on what it is that they do, and they're able to contextualize and put it into words a lot better or a lot clearer sometimes than athletes in team sports, because they're all focusing on themselves constantly and their performance, and it's something that they think really deeply about.
Yeah, you know, every single student athlete has a story.
Yeah.
They all have a story. They all have layers, right? And one of the amazing things about Sports Info that I've been so privileged to do over the last 3 years, right, is find those stories and shed light on them and, you know, help them be seen.
Right. And oftentimes it's just as simple as, you know, just asking them a couple questions and let them go. And I
need to for sure mention that the other thing that really helped was especially the track and field and cross country coaching staff. Hillary Merkley, Nate Houle, Joe Silvers, Dan Walker, Tasha Elkington. They have been absolutely amazing over the last couple of years. You know, coming into it, I didn't really know much about track and field. To be fair, I still don't. I still barely scratch the surface. But even from the beginning, Nate and Hillary, they saw I needed help, and they just immediately picked up the ball and started helping me. There was no animosity. There was nothing there. It was amazing. You know, it just shows the strength of these coaches, right, and their ability to help and to teach, because they saw me, and on the Sports Info, I'm supposed to already know all this stuff, right? And instead of just throwing me to the wayside, they instead said, hey, come learn. And they taught me everything that I needed to know.
Well, that's awesome. What are the stories that I should be looking to do this fall? I mean, I've got some in mind, but yeah, I mean, give me some tips here,
that's
man.
That's so hard.
Yeah.
Because in reality, I would say I want you to do a story on every single one of our student athletes. I think with cross country, we were the poll just came out, and I think we're ranked 6th on the men's and women's side, right? Keep an eye out on the cross country team, though. We got a bunch of new kids and some strong returners. I think we might perform a lot better than what the initial poll said, right? And then track, those kids are going to be very hungry. Trayshawn Malone, Anna Gardam, she didn't get to throw her senior javelin year, so she's going to come back, I think. And if she does, I would say watch for these seniors that basically had to skip this last outdoor season, because they are going to be hungry. They are going to be coming out, gearing up, not just for a Big Sky Championship, but they're going to be going for nationals.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how, you know, those seniors who did get, I know the track is bringing back a lot of those seniors who got the extra year of eligibility after the outdoor season was canceled. I was going to say, cross country is a good one, because it seems like cross country probably might happen this fall, as opposed to some other sports. I mean,
I could see cross country happening.
Yeah, you can. There are ways to distance that, and you're doing it outside, sort of in that vein. I mean, what was it like for you this spring in the athletic department? I mean, nobody really knew anything at any time.
It was hard. We were at Big Sky.
We were in Boise for the Big Sky Conference basketball.
So this spring, I was working. I was actually working for the conference during the tournament.
Right.
I was working with Carl Hunt, doing communications. I was writing stories and things like that. And the morning the tournament got canceled, I was sitting upstairs, getting the statistics computer ready for the day. And then all of a sudden on TV, the other conferences start canceling. And then, you know, throughout the day, we didn't know. And then eventually we got the word that we were done. And we sent everyone home, and at that point, we cleaned up. It took us the rest of the day. You know, we literally tore down the arena, and you've seen the signage in there. There's
yes,
a lot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We tore it down in a day and went home. And at that point, I was supposed to have a track meet the next week.
Right.
We had our outdoor track and field season opener, right?
And you didn't know.
And Noel, they were done at that point, basically, right? About a week and a half, 2 weeks, I think Big Sky suspended spring activities.
I think within that same week.
It was really close. I remember.
And I mean,
that.
I guess it was obvious by that point that was what was going to happen.
And it was just like the air getting let out of a balloon. Just deflated is the way to put it, right? Because we went from this huge momentum. The men and the women finished top 3 in the Big Sky in track and field, which is huge.
Right, and then the men's basketball team won their first game at the conference tournament.
Oh, and we were going to take it to Montana, too.
And the women lost in the semifinals,
right.
But they played well.
Right. So you have all this momentum, all this good energy and good feeling, right? And then it's just gone. And Steve Shack and Haley Harrison, Steve Shack is our external director and Haley's our assistant SID, and me, we all sat down that same week and we said, okay, what do we need to do to keep the energy up? And we immediately started. We got with Jarius Fields and Trey Harmon, they're our marketing guys, and we immediately started putting out stories and photos and graphics, and we have been told by multiple people that they are very happy that we tried to keep a positive attitude as much as we could. People look forward to our posts every day because even if it's just a photo, it's something that can help the fans feel good. And I don't know, like I said, maybe sort of keep their feelings up as we go through this hard time.
It's an interesting spot for you guys in there because so much of what you do is driven by what's happening. I mean, for us too, of course, but you guys have to keep putting stuff out there. You can't start suddenly reporting on the news of all the cancellations like we did because...
Well, and like you said, ISU is a great school. And not only does ISU produce good students, but our student athletes do amazing things. And so one thing that has helped us is we have an entire list of student athletes who have gone on to do great and important things. And so we started putting out articles on ex-ISU student athletes that are now nurses. We put out a really good article on one of our football players that's now a police officer here in Pocatello, right? And so we said, well, we're not going to have sports content, so let's start trying to dive more into the student athletes themselves. We had student athletes start writing letters and publishing them instead of us writing so they could put their own voice out there. On my side, track and field, Trayshawn Malone put out a three-part letter. Maddie Sisirski put out a letter. Just these great articles with our own student athletes using their own voices to try and, you know, show our fans what they think, what they know.
All right, we're chatting it up with John Match, former sports information assistant at Idaho State University. John, we'll get you out of here in a minute, but, you know, I'm curious, again, I mean, what's your take on what's going to happen in the fall?
Oh my gosh.
Real quick, if you had to say.
Say, I don't know. Yeah, that's
nobody
that's
knows.
So and, hard. I know.
And you should stop asking me. Like,
no. I think speculation is totally fine, right?
I don't know what else.
That's all we have, yeah. And the reason I don't know is because everything changes from week to week. You know, we could announce a season next week and then 2 weeks later get shut down again. I think right now I have hope. I have hope that we're going to see fall sports in some regard. I think our Olympic sports have a chance of playing. And this is, like I said, I haven't been associated with the department now for a while, so I have no idea what's going on behind the scenes anymore.
And clearly it's going to be different in different places.
Oh, yeah. But I think the Big Sky Conference has made some really good changes. I think the change in the volleyball schedule, moving to the doubleheader setup and things like that, is going to be really good. But I think we're all just going to need to follow the health professional recommendations, do what we need to, wear a mask. If you want fall sports, wear a mask when you go out. And then hopefully we have football in the fall in some regard, or hopefully we have other fall sports.
John, thanks for coming on, man. Good luck in your future endeavors. Going back down to Dallas,
yep.
Not giving up on athletics like we talked about, but...
No, I'm still looking for a school. I'm going to land somewhere. It might not be till next summer the way things are looking, but I'll land somewhere eventually. And as soon as I get there, hang up my ISU flag in my office.
Well, there you go. John, thanks for coming on. I've been wanting to have you on for a while, so I appreciate you doing it before you left.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.